This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC local news from the WGXC newsroom. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Arthur Cassano reports in the Register Star that Hudson Mayor William Hallenbeck lifted the ban on dogs and bicycles in city cemeteries Friday, October 31st. Dogs are now allowed in the cemeteries on the pavement or roadways only, and they must be kept on a leash at all times. Bicycles are now permitted in the cemeteries as well. Quote, I'm confident that with these changes, the Commissioner of Public Works, James Foltz, has found a compromise to which all city residents and all those who frequent the cemetery can live by, unquote, Hallenbeck wrote in a press release. Casey Seeler writes at Capital Confidential that according to a Siena Research Institute poll conducted in the 46th Senate District, challenger George Amador leads incumbent Senator Celia Kacik by 9 points, 54-43%, an outcome virtually unchanged from Siena's October 6th survey. Only 3% of responders were undecided. A Siena spokesman said Amador continues to have the support of 80% of Republicans, but his support among Democrats has grown to 25%. Among women, Amador holds a 9% lead. The Daily Freeman is reporting Huntertown Justice William M. Simon is once again running unopposed for another 4-year term on the bench. Simon has served as a town justice since 2002 and has run unopposed in the past 3 elections. He is a Republican. Simon is an attorney with the Tannersville law firm of Simon and Schneider. He also serves as the Village of Tannersville's attorney. Ann Valden is reporting in the Columbia paper on Copaic Town Board candidates Lenny Barham and Terry Sullivan. They are facing off to fill the seat vacated by David Passanea in July. Passanea served just 6 months of his 4-year term, leaving a balance of 3 years to be filled by a successor. Barham is the Democrat and serves as the chair of the town's Board of Ethics. He is a retired teacher and administrator with New York City Board of Education. Sullivan is an enrolled Republican running on the GOP, Independents, and Conservative Party lines. She is licensed in speech-language pathology and audiology and owns and operates Sullivan Speech and Hearing PC. She also serves as a consultant to various medical and rehabilitation centers in the region. Melanie Lukosevic reported in the Daily Mail that local developer Aaron Flack has received approval from the Coxsackie Village Planning Board to build a senior housing project at 132 Mansion Street. Construction is expected to begin once Greene County officials okay the plan. Flack intends to build 10 1,200-square-foot apartments in 3 buildings. Development would be an unsubsidized independent living facility. Rent would run around $1,000 a month. Flack purchased the property, site of the former True Value Hardware store, in 2011. Today is Monday, November 3rd, the first Monday of the month. There are several local town meetings. As always, call ahead to make sure things are still going on. In Ankrum, the Conservation Advisory Council meets at 7 p.m. at Town Hall in Ankrum. In Athens, the town board meets at 7 p.m. at 2 First Street in Athens. In Cairo, the town board meets at 6 p.m. at the Cairo Town Hall along Main Street. Catskill, the Recreation Committee meets at 7 p.m. at the Catskill Town Hall. In Claverick, the Planning Board meets at 7:30 p.m. at the Town Hall in Mellonville. Claremont, the Town Board meets at 7 p.m. at the Town Hall in Claremont. And Taconic, the Zoning Commission meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Town Hall on Route 82 in Taconic. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny Monday with a high near 57. Monday night should be partly cloudy with a low around 34. Tuesday should be mostly sunny with a high near 61 and a low around 44. And Wednesday, there's a slight chance of showers between 9 a.m. and noon. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 64 and a low around 42. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.